So welcome to the Leadersmith podcast. I'm Darren Gurdis, and it is Twitter Tuesday. This has become one of my favorite days of the week. Stay tuned.
In a world of incompetent bosses, micromanagers, and petty tyrants, one management professor claims that he can help you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow. You are listening to The Leadersmith. Now, here is your host, Darren Gurdis.
Okay, so it is Twitter Tuesday on the Leadersmith podcast. If you are not familiar with Twitter Tuesday, what I do is I go out onto Twitter and I go and find leadership quotes or leadership statements, or I'm looking for the hashtag leadership or hashtags relating to leadership, and then I just read what's out there. Now, I pre-screen this, so you're not just reading my Twitter feed. I'm just trying to find gems, and I have found a lot of really great content on Twitter Tuesday, but this week is like last week. I'm not actually on Twitter. For the last 2 weeks, I went to LinkedIn to find it, and I found some really good finds on LinkedIn. In fact, this stands to reason. LinkedIn is, Facebook for grown-ups, and so on LinkedIn, I found some great stuff. So I thought, I found interesting things on LinkedIn. What if I looked on Parler? Now, if you're not familiar with Parler, Parler is the alternative to Twitter for those people who feel like they've been censored on Twitter. In recent months, Twitter and Facebook have been, censoring conservatives more than not. And so I went to I created a Parler account not too long ago, and I've been out there. And so now I have gone to Parler to find the finds that I have here. And my basic analysis is Parler is very similar to Twitter. It's a little bit more political than what more political than Twitter, right? It's just the content out there, even under leadership hashtags, tends to be more political than not. But there's still some really good finds on Parler. And so here's the first one. It's by a guy named Chad Stutzman, S-T-U-T-Z-M-A-N, at Chad Stutzman. And he said this: a leader is always thinking about what's next, how to improve, who needs my time, top priorities, potential roadblocks, what's missing, what is confusing, why we are doing what we are doing, who needs encouragement, showing appreciation. And hashtag leadership. Chad, I mean, you're hitting a nail on the head. And this, that's the kind of leader that I want to follow. I mean, that's the kind of person that I think is a good leader, because I would want to work for that guy. As long as they're doing those things, thinking about what's next, thinking about, what do my people need? How can I remove roadblocks? That's awesome. I think very, very highly of that statement. Well done, Chad. Okay, the next one is by John S. Rennie, R-E-N-N-I-E, at John S. R-E-N-N-I-E, J-O-N-S-R-E-N-N-I-E. Okay, he said, after all is said and done, more is said than done, ASAP. Now, this is what a great quote. After all is said and done, more is said than done. That's right. And unfortunately, very often what we do is we talk more about leadership or talk more about what it is that we should be doing than actually doing it. And he follows that up with, leaders be people of action, not just words. So action, execution, making it happen, that's where the real leadership happens. It's not just because you have talked about it or thought about it or agonized over it. It's all about ultimately doing whatever it is, or helping your, more precisely, helping your people do whatever it is. Okay, well done, John. Next one is from Michael at The Real Michael, and he says this: the weight of leadership will always crush those not worthy to carry it. And he has this meme that says exactly that. It's quote or discussion of the week: the weight of leadership will always crush those not worthy to carry it. And I thought, there's something so incredible about that statement. And we discount it in our modern society. We think, well, it doesn't matter if the person has character flaws. You know what? The more force, the more leadership, the more money, whatever, those things that you put on a person, it reveals who they are. It finds your place of weakness. Leadership will find your place of weakness and show you who you really are. So the weight of leadership will always crush those not worthy to carry it. So the result of that is you need to work on your character before you step into leadership. Or if you're already there, start working on your character in double time to make sure that that's right, to make sure that that's not going to find that place of corruption and expose you. And we've had scandals in the last few weeks that have just been just mind-blowing scandals that have shown you. And you know what's interesting about this? I'm saying this in real time in late August, early September. Actually, today is September 1st. But it doesn't matter when you listen to this episode. That statement about scandals will always be there, because there are people that will be crushed by their leadership because they're really not worthy of it. When I was reading this quote, I was thinking of Thor's hammer, right? So Thor is worthy to carry the hammer. I can't pronounce it, like Mjolnir, M-J-O-I-R, or something like that. And forgive my pronunciation. But he's worthy to carry it, and nobody else could carry it. Not even the Incredible Hulk. Captain America in the in Endgame actually could lift and wield Thor's hammer because he was found worthy. And I think that's it's a brilliant metaphor for you know, having that character pure, so that you can actually do what you should be doing in leadership. And if that character is not there, it doesn't mean that you're going to go off the rails, but the odds that you go off the rails go up significantly. Okay, so let me go on to the next one. This is by Kenley College, K-E-N-L-E-Y College. And they posted this: as a young politician, you have to be willing to pay the price to serve others, but you also pay a price if you do nothing. Leading isn't easy. The higher you go up the leadership ladder, community, city, nation, the greater the responsibility, the greater the price. So when deciding what you should do, ensure that it's something that leaves a legacy that you would be proud to stand by, even if it meant you were forced to stand alone. What price are you willing to pay for what you believe? Can you afford not to pay the price when you were born to lead? And that was I Am Kenley, and hashtag I Am Kenley, and politics and principles. Look, that was so profound. There's something really right about this. You leadership, just because you take a stand on something doesn't mean people are going to follow you. You might need to stand alone, but you never know whose spine you're going to stiffen when you stand alone and stand on principle and do the right thing, because other people are looking at you and trying to make sense of what's going on. And the more confusing things are, the more important it is that you take that stand to do the right thing, whatever the right thing is. So Kenley College, well done. That was a great example. And then there's a meme. This is by Jordan Peterson, and he said, "You're going to pay a price for everything you do or everything you don't do." And Peterson's right. That's right. You will pay a price whether you do something or don't do something. You're going to pay a price. There's going to be opportunity costs, but you know, if you stand on principle, some people might not like it, and they're going to, you know, call you all kinds of names, or you know, in this culture, there's cancel culture, this very toxic thing where we don't like what you have to say, so we're going to try to run you out of business. That's destructive. I mean, it's crazy destructive, but people will suffer that, and you have to pay a price. You have to be willing to pay a price for doing what is right. Okay, let me move on to the next one. This is by Blue Collar Leadership, and I found a lot of really good things by Blue Collar Leadership. I think I'm going to talk about two here, and they are fairly prolific out on Parler, and what I've seen them post has been very good things. I would consider subscribing to them if I were you. So here's what it says. It says, character development equals leadership development. It says this: personal development is a foundation for leadership development. I love Henry Cloud's definition of character. Character is the ability to meet demands of reality. What a great description of character, the ability to meet the demands of reality. Individuals that embrace negativity have character issues. So it made me think, I'm on Parler, or when I see this on Twitter, I mean, what do people say? Are they talking about things that are building up, or things that are just destroying you? Or I hate the other side. or those kind of things. Individuals that embrace negativity have character issues. Individuals that can't deal effectively, usually by choosing to avoid them, with negative people have character issues. Leaders that allow negative people to contaminate and demoralize their teams have character issues. We all have character issues, and we always will. Some of us are choosing to get better. Some of us aren't. Those who aren't have more character issues to deal with than those of us who are. Those who don't develop their character will be left behind by those who do. So look, it's all about character. And like I said, with the scandals that have been out in the news lately, character, character, character. If you want to be successful, you've got to solidify that character. Now, just because you have done something in the past doesn't mean that you don't have character. It's what you will continue to do. And if you continue to walk in this way of duplicity, of a double-minded man is unsound in all of his ways. That's true. If you're trying to be lead some kind of double life, you're not going to fool people. In the long run, it'll come out. So be a man of character or a woman of character. So here's the next one. There's a picture of Xenophon, and there's a quote by Xenophon that says, "The true test of a leader is whether his followers will adhere to his cause from their own volition, enduring the most arduous hardships without being forced to do so, and remaining steadfast in the moments of greatest peril." Wow, what a great quote. Because when you're leading someone, you're really leading if they want to follow you, if they're willingly following you. That doesn't mean that if you write their paycheck and they have to salute and say, "Yes, sir." I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people that will follow you on a voluntary basis. So I've encouraged people that want to get some practical exercise in leadership or learn how to become a leader to go out into a nonprofit and deal with volunteers, because if the volunteers come back, you're leading. If they don't, maybe you want to look at how you're leading. Okay, so that was by Feral Gaming, Feralgaming. Good work, Feral Gaming. Okay, so the next one was Mac. Okay, so this was another meme by BlueCollarLeadership.com, and the quote was, "The key to dealing with negativity at any level is character development at your level." Again, I'm seeing this, and I honestly just grabbed these in the order in which they were, but I keep hearing character, 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 character. Maybe God's trying to tell you something as you're listening to this. Character is important. And if you have been less than fully, less than solid in your character, maybe this is your sign that you ought to be doing that. But the key to dealing with negativity at any level is character development at your level. You have to deal with character development. Again, well done, bluecollarleadership.com. Here's another one. This is by J.P. Lewis. At JP Lewis Inspirations here on Parler. And he says, "Which one are you?" And it has a number of hashtags: success, habits, leadership, motivation. But he has his meme here of successful and unsuccessful people. And this isn't really leadership. This is just dealing with success in general. But successful people read every day. Unsuccessful people watch TV every day. Now, I do both. I watch TV in the evening with my wife to unwind and just relax and snuggle her, but I read every day, and readers are leaders. This does not mean that if you read, you will be a leader, but I do not know, I can't think of hardly anybody, any leaders that are successful leaders that I think highly of that aren't readers as well, that aren't constantly learning. So read every day. Successful people as opposed to unsuccessful. Successful people compliment. Unsuccessful criticize. It seems like I can't go out to Facebook anymore without just feeling icky, as people are just full of venom and spite. It would be interesting to see somebody out on Facebook that would be doing nothing but complimenting everybody on there. I mean, it's just, there's such a different dynamic when people are encouraging as opposed to criticizing. And there's much to criticize in the world, but that doesn't mean that you have to fuel that fire necessarily. I'm guilty of doing that, but I find that criticizing does not go as far as encouraging in helping people grow. Okay, next one. Successful people embrace change. Unsuccessful people fear change. Now, it depends on what the change is, whether it should be embraced or feared, because not all change is positive. But embracing change as opposed to fearing change, just in general. Successful people forgive others. Unsuccessful people hold a grudge. And even the psychological literature will prove that out. You don't have to be religious necessarily, although scriptures are teaching you to forgive others as God's forgiven you. But even the psychological literature points out, look, you're hurting yourself when you hold a grudge, when you don't forgive. Successful people talk about ideas. Unsuccessful people talk about people. Okay, well, I mean, I think what they mean is like gossip. I don't think they just mean about, how to build them up, but talking about gossip as opposed to talking about ideas. Successful people continuously learn, and unsuccessful people think that they know it all. I was having a conversation not too long ago in another I just recorded an episode that I'll be putting out here shortly with another podcaster. His name is Chad Zook. He's a good guy. And we were just talking about the same thing about hubris and how hubris is just detrimental. And you find this in the Proverbs too. The Proverbs, if you look at what sin God seems to hate the most in Proverbs, it's pride. Humility is so key to leadership. So this idea that continually learning because you don't know it all is important. And if you think you know it all, you cut yourself off from what you need to actually know. And then successful people accept their responsibilities for their failures, and unsuccessful people blame others for their failures. And I've seen this time and time again, people that blame, especially leaders that blame, and you're not going so far, you're going to limit yourself. That might work in the short term, but once you get a reputation for that, it's going to change the game significantly. Last two, there's two more sets. Have a sense of gratitude. Successful people have a sense of gratitude. Unsuccessful people have a sense of entitlement. That entitlement is going to kill you. I deserve mine. It's not really what, in leadership, it's not what you deserve. It's how much can you serve? Those are two very different questions. And then finally, this is the last set. Successful people set goals and develop life plans, and unsuccessful people never set goals and just kind of let things happen to them. So I think that's a really good list. It's a list for success more than leadership, but it's still applicable to leadership. Okay, so I've gone on long enough. This was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed these quotes, and I was struck by how much, even though I didn't filter for character or wasn't like trying to set up a theme, just one thing after another is saying, look, if you want to lead and be successful, be a man of character. Hey, if you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review. Let me know how you're thinking. You can also contact me on Twitter or Parler at Darren Gerdes, DarinGerdes. Or you can send me a video, a question, or a comment on Flipgrid, and you can see that in the show notes below. All right, thanks. I hope this was enjoyable, and I hope this helps you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow.